This is the end of an era, and I am pleased for the people of Sierra Leone who finally have seen final justice for the one man who was really the center point in aiding and abetting a horror story that destroyed their lives and haunted them for 10 years in the 1990s.
Now, I believe the prosecution was trying to get an 80-year sentence. Are you satisfied being the person who signed Charles Taylor's arrest warrant with the 50-year sentence?
I am. I think it's an appropriate and just sentence for his conviction on the indictment for aiding and abetting war crimes and crimes against humanity. 50 years for a 64-year-old man is a life sentence, which is an appropriate sentence. As your listeners recall, there is no life sentence or death sentence at the international level. So a 50-year sentence is usually almost complete hard time. So he'll spend the rest of his life in a British jail.
What's the difference in the sentence between 50 years or 80 years as the prosecution wanted, or even 100 years? If you go past 50 years, for example, do you take it out of the legal realm and put it into the emotional realm?
And these judges don't consider the emotion. They dispassionately look at the facts, the aggravation and the mitigation related to what he has done, and they factor all that in and consider the sentence. Anything beyond 50 years probably was more symbolic than anything else. But again, this is a just sentence.
Now, certainly there are millions and millions of people who remember the reign of Charles Taylor. But there's also the younger generation that may not remember very well exactly what happened in West Africa. Now, we were talking before this interview began about, well, a rather horrible incident that happened 9 years ago on your birthday. Would you tell us about that?
Well, it was an amazing moment in my life personally. Charles Taylor, who I had called out related to harboring a indicted war criminal, Samuel Bokri, known as the Mosquito because he drank the blood of his victims, was actually working for Charles Taylor in Cote d'Ivoire and representing him in that revolution that Charles Taylor had started. We had called him out on that over a period of a couple weeks. He finally stated that Samuel Bokri had been, quote, killed fleeing arrest, and as it turns out, he had been shot by a firing squad. And he sent Samuel Bokri's body to me in a cardboard box on my birthday 9 years ago yesterday. The point is not anything about me. The point is the tactics that this kind of individual had used. This is a good example of what took place during that time frame. It was a horror story, and this is just an interesting small vignette related to that.
So from your viewpoint, what do you see as the future for special courts like the one for Sierra Leone or the International Criminal Court?
Well, I see a beginning of a beginning. We're not sure where all this is going. The system is not perfect. You know, the future of modern international criminal law is not the International Criminal Court. It's the state's parties developing their domestic law to try their own for war crimes and crimes against humanity. I think we need to start focusing on ensuring that states parties to the Rome Statute and other states begin to look at their domestic law to prosecute their own. But the ICC, a court of last resort, a permanent international court now, is standing by to assist. I look at this as a bright future. I just think, Joe, just 15 years ago, a lot of this was just theory, and it just shows you how far we've come.